The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Come, they told me. Ba-rum-ba-ba-bum.
Oh, William Shatner. Yeah, man. Here we go.
A newborn king to see.
See, this is music.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, love this. I love this.
Gifts we bring. To lay before the king. So, to honor him. When we come, little baby, I'm a poor boy too.
William Shatner right there. That's from the William Shatner Christmas album. I'll tell you what, you want to have a cocktail party, you know, a Christmas party, boom, put that on. Oh, it's great. That's William Shatner right there celebrating Christmas 7 minutes after.
Torrendo brought to you by Google Chat.
I'm irritating Al with different things on my iPhone here. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Joe on the radio. People ask, God. The Torrendo is the name of the opera from which Nessun Dorma comes from. That's a Puccini opera. And that's the name of the opera right there. I kept playing that over and over again. So people ask, what opera is that from? Really one of the greatest songs. I must tell you about Pavarotti is I didn't, you know, I told you I met him. And, gosh, it was scary when I met him because he just did not look well. And I didn't know why. And it was through Dr. Rock Positano, and it was at an event. And Henry Kissinger was there. Listen, and I was emceeing the event? I don't remember. Years ago. And there was Luciano Pavarotti. And he was sitting by himself in a tuxedo. And he just didn't look great. But again, it was Pavarotti. I went over and met him, and he wasn't friendly. It wasn't gregarious. He wasn't warm like all the times I've heard of the great Pavarotti. And I wondered about that. Then cut to a few weeks ago, I'm on the plane, wherever I was going, and I saw a documentary about Pavarotti, and I punch it up, and coming back from Italy, I think, on the Perillo tour, and I started watching this, and mesmerized at the life of Luciano Pavarotti and Daron Howard, who's really the best of the best, great, not only a great guy, but brilliant director. And I'm watching this, and they had footage that I've never seen before, and how it talked about how Pavarotti went to the Amazon because he wanted to go where Caruso had sang in some theater in the Amazon, and he did it, and then he went through. And then I realized toward the end of his life, and you don't realize that he was very sick with cancer toward the end of his life, and that's probably when I saw him. Probably why he went to the doctors in New York, but still kind enough to go to a charity event. But what a magnificent man! And when you hear Nessun Dorma and you hear that song, and I'm not an opera guy. Frankie and I just went over this off the air. We're not opera people, you know. But my goodness gracious, there's the magnificent, the gift of God in that man's voice. So so we were looking up and you know, Frank, maybe we should go with Joe DiGenova, because Joe DiGenova is an opera. He sings opera, for crying out loud. We should go. Could you sit through an opera, do you think, Frankie?
I'm sure I could. I'd prefer to. No, I mean, it's fine. I'll go. I guess
open
I should
bar, open bar, open bar.
Do they have drinks? Yeah, okay. That's fine. Now, you know, I'm sure it's great. It's something I definitely should experience.
Absolutely. I was invited to an opera by a friend online there, Al. Mm. You know, yeah. She said, "Would you like to go to an opera?" How about that? Now, I have to answer back because I'm so busy. I don't really have the time to spend at an opera. I said, can we go shopping online while we're watching the opera, you know? So, but I really should go because it is. It's great. That's great about Italian-American heritage is everything opera. Hey, Joe on the radio, it is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. I just hesitate to even. I see it. I'm watching it on the news already. They're starting the fiasco in the House of Representatives about the impeachment. The Republicans are trying to shoot it down, and the Democrats are going ahead with this. And you know, it's about people just wanting, when Maxine Waters goes, impeach 45, and you and I go, oh, please, impeach 45. And then Rashida Tlaib says, impeach the, you know, she uses really rude, crude language. And they started, and then when the Washington Post says, you know, the impeachment starts now, as soon as Donald Trump was elected. Do you understand how harsh that is and how illegal it is to say that? The impeachment. So when these people, and there's a small group in the Democratic Progressive Party that they go out and their fundraisers go, you got to impeach him. You got to impeach him. But there's nothing to impeach him. Why don't you, and I humbly submit this to the Democratic Party, why don't you come up with an initiative to help all the people struggling around the country, all the inner cities, manufacturing. I could give you specific ways to do it. You bring generic drug production, jobs into the inner cities. Why don't you do what President Trump is doing right now with his opportunity zones, with the pastors within the inner cities? Just a suggestion. Why don't you help the people at the border who are coming over, who are being human trafficked in, all that human trafficking that's going on, yet they're calling themselves families and they're really not. Why don't we help humanity? Why don't we try, if you want to end the wars, let's end the wars in a way where we could go out with, you know, with credibility and we could save trillions of dollars. And why don't we do what the president is doing, join with the president? And then people, I'm telling you, you're going to make the party, the Democratic Party, stronger than ever. But when you're a little bratty baby whiny like you are, and you get mad because you got smoked in the last election, because you had no idea what America stands for. You had no idea of the core and the heart and the soul of what America is and how people love this country and how people believe we are one nation under God. In God we trust. We like when people say God bless America. We are not racist. We appreciate and love all religions and all colors and all walks of life. Why don't you, I would say to my Democratic friends, my progressive socialist liberal friends, and it's not even that, it's the progressive socialists. The liberals we could deal with, Democrats we could deal with. It's the progressive socialists that are pushing this impeachment situation. It's scary because if it happens to Donald J. Trump, it's going to happen to us. If it happened to Gates, to Manafort, to Roger Stone, to General Flynn, it could happen to us. To Michael Cohen, it could happen to us. Michael Caputo, it can happen to us. How they're going in there, what, and the FISA award, everything that they've gone after the president for as being shut down. And now when a FISA court judge, you heard Judge Napolitano talk about it eloquently, saying that what is the FISA court now, and how the FBI misused that. You know why? Because they can. There was this is a political coup that we're watching, and we have to sit through it. And what really hurts is that it's going to be in the history books. That's the only thing that bothers me. Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives in 2019, December 18th, December 19th, whenever they do the vote, past midnight tonight. And that's why he wrote that six-page letter to Nancy Pelosi. And I'm glad he wrote that letter. And I would suggest you don't even watch it. I don't even want to see it. I'm done with it. I'm so sick of it. That's why I'd rather talk about the Christmas party. I'd rather talk about the shenanigans. I mean, Arthur Idala is going to join us this hour, and we'll talk about the legalities of this impeachment. You know it's not going to go anywhere. It's just scary to see them hurt the country like they are, as opposed to helping those in need. I mean, I have to turn to you to help and turn to the Salvation Army to help those in need. You know, team970.org, we want you to give to, you know, because we care. You and I care. And the progressive socialists just plain don't. They don't. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's about power and control. And they see they lost this last election a big way. They see that you don't think they see this landslide coming in this Donald Trump victory. You know, but boy, they're going to do anything to stop it. And if it takes an impeachment and they're up there doing this, and they're using stooges like Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler And what's happening with Nancy Pelosi? I think it just backfires on everybody. You know, it's just tough that we have to go through this. Hey, in other news today, though, I was really, really upset when I saw this poor gal, Erica Tishman. She died when a piece of this building fell on her. How scary is that? And I told you I was leaving Fox Radio yesterday, and I was driving, and I looked. And I saw they closed down 49th Street. Little did I know that there's right there, 7th Avenue, 49th Street. How many hundreds of times do you and I walk by there? The 15-story building located right there, which had been cited for failure for properly maintaining the facade in April. Part of the facade came down and killed this poor 60-year-old gal, architect Erica Tishman, and our hearts go out to the family, you know, just unsightly. See, these are the things that way. Why, and I don't want to get political, but why, you know, this is with the money that we spend with the taxes. Don't you think they would at least keep the building safe from falling down and killing people? With the money that we spend in New York on taxes, something we should concentrate on? Am I wrong, you know? And then our hearts go out to Detective Joseph Seals. I just want to touch on the things that are heart-wrenching at this wonderful warm time of year. Oh, just if you saw the funeral for Joe Seals, Jersey City Police, Jersey City did such a magnificent job paying tribute to this hero, Joseph Seals, gunned down senselessly by these cockroaches, you know, that are incensed and totally overtaken by hate. So our hearts go out to Jersey City and to the Jersey City Police Department for that tough day yesterday. Joe Piscopo in the morning. And again, a lot going on. And Frankie, you know what? It's 17 after 9 o'clock. Arthur's going to join us. Can I grab a quick phone call?
Sure.
If I can, guys. Let me get the Michael. Yeah, Michael, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, Michael? And thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning. I have a Luciano Pavarotti story.
Sure.
It's a little humorous. He was in Manganaro's on 9th Avenue, not the spinoff, which is Manganaro's Hero Boy, but the original store, at 37th Street and 9th Avenue, great, great Italian store. And okay. He ordered food, or I think it was a sandwich. And Tony Guida was in there at the same time. Tony Guida was online next to Pavarotti. The woman hands Pavarotti his sandwich or his whatever food he ordered, and he dropped it. She went behind the counter, she grabbed the broom and she handed it to him.
What?
He had to sweep up his own mess. And Tony Guida said to the woman, he said, "Do you know who that is? That's Luciano Pavarotti." She said, "What do I care? He's gotta clean up the mess he made."
Like old Italian lady. That's great, man. Yeah. Michael, thanks for calling in. But I could see Pavarotti doing it, man. And Tony Guida, a great broadcaster and a great guy from media in New York. That's so funny because I guess you don't think about it. And I bet Pavarotti cleaned it up just like that. It seemed like a very humble guy. That's what I was a little taken back when I met him and he just wasn't doing well. But if you follow the history, he indeed had pancreatic cancer. I believe he had that, Frankie. Do you know for I go to Frank for everything. I just ask. Do you know if that's what it was?
I don't know, but if you give me 8 seconds, I will look it up and tell you precisely what his ailment was.
Go to the Frank Marano 8-Ball and ask the
that's
question.
That's right. My sources say no.
Yeah. I still think we should do that.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right. It was pancreatic cancer.
Oh, Lord.
Was also the cause of death of Danny Aiello's son, Danny Aiello III, who died in his early 40s. And from the time that he died, I guess about 8 or 9 years ago until the time that Danny died, he dedicated an enormous amount of time, energy, and money towards pancreatic cancer research because it's one of those cancers that you get that has a very low survivability rate. So definitely important to keep that in mind when you determine which charitable allocations to make this year.
Yeah. And we don't know what Danny had an infection, and that's what he died from an infection. Danny Aiello did, but we don't know. I heard he might have had cancer himself. We didn't hear anything, Frankie. They're not releasing anything, and we want to respect that.
Yeah,
but
I heard it was an infection as a result of a needle. That's what I heard.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Yeah, and you know, Memorial services tomorrow afternoon, and we're all going to try to go and pay tribute to one of the greatest guys that ever walked the planet, Danny Aiello. Hey, Arthur Idala will join us momentarily, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Speaking of great folks, Debbie Duhaime is out there on the roads looking out for you right here on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Yes, sending love to Danny Aiello's family. I know I hear so many wonderful things about him. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the LIE westbound at Jericho Turnpike. Overturned vehicle. Crews are still at the scene. Three lanes remain blocked. Southern State eastbound getting out toward the Meadowbrook. A collision there. It's tough on the Cross Bronx west at Castle Hill Ave. Disabled truck. It's in the right lane. Brooklyn Bridge. An accident. Brooklyn Bridge. Brooklyn bound. Two lanes blocked over there. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day today. 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia. Two separate accidents there. Inbound GWB. They're doing some ice removal right now because of that ice that's freezing and then the icicles are falling. So definitely steer clear of the GWB if you can. It's 25 minutes in there. If you're heading to the Lincoln, it's 10. Holland's still about 30. And stop and go traffic as you head to 15 southbound into Jefferson with a collision there. Sunny today, high in the 30s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 800. I'm going to give you the number for Perillo Piscopo Tour, 800-431-1515 or perillotours.com, 800-431-1515. Janice, standing by. This is the ultimate Christmas gift. Am I right? A trip to Italy with all of us, with the family. Come on, you got to go Easter in Rome. Easter in Rome, Good Friday in Rome with a group mass on Easter Sunday. Very, very special. And Steve Perillo put this together in the most meticulous of ways. You have five-star, four- and five-star hotels, and we're going to take our time on this trip. We go to Rome. We have Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome. We have that mass on Easter Sunday. And then the first of our five intimate group dinners will take place in Rome with a special performance by yours truly and Mr. Steve Perillo. I'm going to be performing there in Rome. It's going to be great. And we appreciate you going. I know so many people, you know, it's selling out so quickly. We want you to jump on. That's why I keep telling you about it. Because not only did we go to Rome for a couple of days, we will then venture to Assisi, the hill town in the Umbria region. The next phase of our trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside, where we will take daily excursions to historic areas such as Siena, Pisa, Florence, Cinque Terre, to name a few. I would say this is a great Christmas gift. And, you know, I'm, we're all going. My whole family's going. It's going to be great. And what I'm doing, I got some Italian lessons, you know, for my kids so they could kind of get ready for it. Geographically, I got some maps about Italy that, I'm showing my younger kids so they know, the land where their parents and their grandparents came from. This is a great trip. This is a very special trip. It's all about heritage. And we want you to go with us because so many people got left out last time. I don't want you to be left out now. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Or visit, please, perillotours.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
God bless us. Everyone.
What's the biggest blessing you can imagine this Christmas season? How about having your mortgage or rent paid for in 2020? It's possible when you enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter once a day to increase your opportunities to win. See rules and conditions for details.
To our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us.
Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com. Sponsored by real estate and mortgage consultant Marco Danello. 973-768-0745.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Capalbos. We know it's so funny. Judge Andrew was talking about it too, man. If you're brought up in Essex County, New Jersey, or the whole area of New Jersey there, you know Capalbos. They've been there for 110 years, and they're right at 350 Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. You know what I love about it, too, when I tell you this about Capalbos and how to go to CapalbosOnline.com and get the gift? And don't forget Joe970 at checkout for 10% off your order. But it's local, you know? It's a local business, which is great, but it's also worldwide. So if you're listening to my voice anywhere, go to CapalbosOnline.com. Boom. You're going to get the most beautiful gift baskets, gourmet gift baskets, towers, fruit, wine, champagne, you name it. And most of the baskets come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Capalbos, this is what you want to send during the holiday season. CapalbosOnline.com, C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S, CapalbosOnline.com. You can call at 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262. 52-6262. Please remember to use Joe970 at checkout. Boom! 10% off your order. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Arthur Idala, he's the former Brooklyn prosecutor, star criminal defense attorney, noted legal analyst, kind of, and a part of the family here at AM 970, The Answer. Arthur, great to see you. My goodness gracious, we're seeing you every which way. We see you at the Christmas parties, and it's always great to see you at the Lo Bianco Christmas party. I heard you drop by last night, did you?
Yeah, well, you were in a rush, and I definitely respect the reason why you were in a rush. You're going to go see your daughter's concert. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I had to go. Little Charlie did a recital. I'm so glad I went. She had a whole big part. She was great. She was integral to the whole play. So I'm glad that I went down.
I feel like I know your daughter now because I met her plenty of times. Tomorrow night is my son, little Arthur, 3 years and 3 months, is his Christmas concert. And I think he's singing Winter Wonderland. So that should be a lot of fun.
He's singing the song.
Joe, he's an idola. He's a performer.
Listen, by the way, thanks for coming by the Frank Sinatra celebration at Patsy's last week. That was great to see you there. Your mother walking around with a magazine, I don't know if Frank and Al know this, with a picture of Arthur on the front, best lawyers in the country, Arthur Idala, boom, right there, and she's showing everybody the magazine. That was so cute.
Yeah, the word proud comes to mind, and boy, talk about a star-studded event. You had everybody sitting at that table for Mr. Sinatra's birthday.
Yeah, you know, it was
great. The environment that you and Jerry Crowley, you know, have created at AM 970 is like a family. I mean, that's what you felt like. You were in someone's living room yesterday, and everyone was hanging out. And, of course, I was probably the luckiest guy there because for the last hour after everyone cleared out, I got to just sit there one-on-one, uninterrupted, with the great Al Gattullo. Just me and Al shooting the breeze about music, about sports, about beer, about life.
Oh, man, that is great.
As you know, Joe, not a lot of people get that kind of quality time with Al Gattullo. I mean, it's not an easy thing to achieve. The fact that I achieved it, We ended the evening together with a joint urination session downstairs in the bathroom. I mean, I really feel close to Al.
Closer than
I ever have. So
I thought you said you ended with
it.
Oh, jeez. You know what, Arthur? Listen, it's great, and it is. It's family. Something tells me you do the Christmas shopping for the kids because I know what a great father you are.
I did. But man, I was talking late last night, and I was like, I got that for Arthur, like this for Luca, and. She's like, oh, that's great. So you get the two people who are the easiest and the most fun to go shopping for, and the 28 other people who we have to get this for and that for and the other thing for. So God bless having a beautiful wife who's insanely competent and can handle it all. And it has gotten a little nuts, though, Joe. I feel like when we were kids, Christmas was not as insane.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much.
Yeah. You're right. I think you're right. I remember.
I always hesitate to do this, but I may be wrong, but I think a tiny correction may need to be made. I know how important it is for you to be accurate. Believe the pronunciation of Puccini's great opera.
Thank you. Go for it.
Studanto. Yeah. Studanto. There's no T at the end. The T is there, but it's silent. Studanto. And it's that song, which is the greatest ever created by man. The last couple of words, the last word that they repeat several times is Vincero, Vincero, Vincero. I will win. I will win. I will win.
The prince
has to figure out the name of someone, and if he figures out that particular name, he can marry the king's daughter, the princess. And it is really that song, Caruso, by Chi Voglia Bene Assai. Those two songs by Pavarotti. If they don't bring the blood out of heart, they don't know what two songs on the planet Earth.
You're right. Or Arthur,
I always hesitate to correct you because I know you're always on the path of excellence and perfection.
Yeah, well, you know what?
We checked
it out, and it came out as Toronto, but the it's not the T is silent at the end.
I mean,
yeah. No, I appreciate it. Listen, but legally, I got to ask you about what because I got confused. You know New York like Frankie Five Boroughs knows New York. We saw yesterday the former Suffolk County executive convicted on all counts in this federal criminal trial. Arthur, when I see something like this, and I see what's happening around the country and about the DOJ and the FISA situation, I'm always suspect when a politician now is accused or convicted of something because of the shenanigans that go on down in Washington. How long did Long Island's top prosecutor find himself going to prison? And indeed, there were no shenanigans there. He deserved what he got, Arthur Idala?
Well, I'm assuming he's talking about District Attorney Spoda, who was there for a long time, who I know him a little bit because I tried a case out there under his tenure, who had one-on-one is a super nice guy. And it basically had to do with a cover-up having to do with his chief of police. And, you know, Joe, the thing is, and this applies a little bit too to the sexual assault statutes, what used to be normal, what used to be acceptable, the goalposts have changed. The rules of the game have changed. So when a prosecutor had, there was no allegations that he took a bag of money or there was any, he was bought out anyway. It was just that he did not apply the law to everybody. And Joe, that was used to be part of the course. And, it's changed. And it's, I'm dealing with a lot of sexual assault cases and a lot of sexual abuse cases. And things that were typical, normal, like, you know, goosing a woman in Italy on Via Veneto was standard operating procedure. Men would sit at the cafe tables, women would walk by, and you'd give them a little touch on the backside. I mean, that's what that street was for. Yeah, and it was right where our hotel was in Rome. I mean, it was classic. Via Veneto was for men to sit there and gawk at beautiful women as they walked by, and you could touch them on the backside. You do that now, you get indicted.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's the goalposts have changed. Society has to change with it. And there are definitely going to be casualties. And what you said earlier in the previous segment, if the government could come after this person, it could come after that person, it could come after Roger Stone, they could come after all of us. And that's the tyranny that we're all keeping our eyeballs open for and make sure it does not happen in this country. And look, what's happening today, again, Joe, the point you made, there's so much that needs to be done in our society. People who need help, less fortunate people, buildings needed to make sure they're not falling apart and killing 60-year-old architects.
Yeah,
that costs millions and tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
And instead, we're spending all this time and effort in Washington on this impeachment thing that, you know, look, the president needs to be kept in check. That our system works on checks and balances, right? The Congress keeps a check on the president of the United States. The United States Supreme Court keeps a check on Congress to make sure they don't pass any laws that are unconstitutional. And the president keeps a check on the Supreme Court by appointing the new justices. So we need to keep that system going, but it cannot be abused, and it has to be going in as pure of a way as possible. And if you look at the Federalist Papers, as I learned on your show when Alan Dershowitz spoke about it, the Federalist Papers say, which were written by the Founding Fathers, you're not supposed to use impeachment purely for political reasons.
Yeah.
And it seems that we're leaning in that direction in this impeachment process, and that's not good for America.
So how wild is it? Now, you are a client of yours is Professor Alan Dershowitz, our friend Avi, who we love, you know. And I got to tell me, you were a student of his. And now he returns to you to defend him through what seems to be a witch hunt. I mean, that's me talking, not you, Arthur. But that must be interesting to have your help.
It's an honor.
And he loves you, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, as much as he loves me, his whole legacy and reputation are on the line. I don't think so. I don't think this one case would destroy his 70 years, almost 65 years in the law. But in his mind, it does. And the fact that he has relied on me and my law firm to protect his good name and reputation. So there's almost no greater honor that could be bestowed on the lawyer, myself and the lawyers who I work with. But again, it's another example of the system being twisted and contorted. Joe Piscopo, who's led a very honorable life, could you imagine, not even now, like 10 years from now, when you're even later in life, by the way, when Joe was 62 years old, he did this horrible act. And Joe Piscopo knows he didn't do it. So Joe takes to the airwaves and says, this woman is a liar. Her lawyer came and asked me for money. She's an extortionist. And at the time that this was all happening, my understanding is she was a prostitute. And the next thing you know, you get served with papers accusing you of defamation because the person.
This, by the way, in the radio, when you hear names, when you hear names being thrown out like this, this is a hypothetical that Arthur's talking about. This is not truthful, please. A hypothetical. People, I swear to God, people will say, you got to watch when you use the hypothetical. You bring it back. People are going to go, what did Arthur Idala say about this? This is just a hypothetical example. Let's take it to, let's use a John Q. Citizen so you don't use my name and someone doesn't misconstrue. But your point is well taken. I understand that, yeah.
Because you're so famous, you're a target. That's the point. The point is because everyone knows who Joe Piscopo is, you become a target. Because people know who Howard Stern is, he becomes a target. Because people know who, you know, Anthony Pope has been doing an unbelievable job on your show on Tuesdays. I learned so much from him. You know, once you get that target on your back, be careful because, you know, fame can really... Really
I hear you, but thank God he's got you there. And how is Harvey Weinstein? Before we let you go, Harvey's in a wheelchair. Did we see him being wheeled in?
He was operated on. Was it a week ago? It'll be a week ago tomorrow. You know, he did. No matter what people think, he's acting and all of this. He was driving upstate New York, August 17th. A deer ran in front of his car. He was driving. He avoided swerved to avoid the deer. He rolled the Jeep. I don't think anyone would describe Harvey Weinstein even before that as the picture of health. He does not do what Joe Piscopo does. When this is true, not hypothetical, in his business suit, goes into the gym and starts lifting weights. And he really did. I mean, he ripped out the bottom of his back. He went in for an operation last week. He should be up and at him. The jury selection starts on January 6th. They say the trial is going to be 2 months. I've never been floating around the Christmas holidays thinking, boy, life is going to have taken a lot of turns between now and St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
But I'll make it St. Joseph's Day in honor of you, all right, Joe?
I don't know how you do it, though, brother, because, I mean, you guys, rumor has it you went to the Grand Havana Room with the boys afterwards. Is that right?
Oh, my God, Joe, don't you ever go there, because the amount of smoke that you breathe in, you'll never be able to sing again, man. You hear my voice now? And I walked in the door last night, Marianne goes, you stink. The whole house stinks. I said, Marianne, I didn't even touch a cigar.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, because that time of the year, it's so crowded. I have one last question. This Saturday night, will Joey Benefit be working, or are we going to be home watching television? I'm just curious. Around 11:30
I am working. They are sending. The jet, and we're going down to an event, and I'll be in Florida. So, oh yeah, and I got to do it for a dear friend. However, I told my dear friend, I talked to you, Arthur, between you and I talk to you listening now because you're part of the family, it's like, I've been going so crazy. This fall's been the busiest of my life. And thank God, you know, the busiest of my life ever in anything I've ever done. It's been great. So I want to just take time to get Christmas. I'm panicking. I want to get Christmas. Meantime, if Eddie Murphy ever called and said, Joe, would you do this? Would you come in? I just need you for a second, a cameo. Absolutely. I'd be there, but I don't ask. I don't want to get in the way. This is Eddie's time. This is Eddie's, and there'll be more, but I don't want to get in the way. So right now, my other buddy, a business associate, said, Joe, I need you at this event, and I'm going to the event right now. So, but if Eddie calls...
Well, that's very selfless of you, number one. And Joe, I do hear your schedule on the air, and you are at least a few months older than I am, so you do motivate me. I'm like, hey, if Piscopo will be running around... Are you, like, intravenously shooting ballots of nature, like, right?
Don't give me any ideas, Arthur. I love it, you know. Hey, Arthur, give your mom my best and your beautiful bride and your beautiful children. Thanks for being a great dad, son, father, and being such an integral part of this program.
You,
we love you, man.
Thanks for being a great example of being a great American. And, you know, the tone and the message that you put out over the airwaves of being reasonable, hearing both sides and being thoughtful is helpful to America. Is a compliment, President Trump. I think having off Christmas Eve, that he gave the federal employees off, bringing families together, giving more family time, I think is a very good thing. It's a very good step in the right direction for this country.
We're trying. Arthur, we love you, man. To the Adala family, we love you, buddy, and thank you so much. It's Arthur, the great, the one, the only. Arthur Adala right there, 9:42 with Joe on the radio. And you know what? We're gonna go. Al, you want to go news now? You want to change things around?
I'd like to, because we're very late.
I would like you to, too, and I see the phone call as well. But we went on with Arthur because we love him. But Al is dutifully standing by. He's right there, and he's going to do the headline news right here on AM 970 The Answer. Take it away, Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
34 degrees at 9:42. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Parents telling the City Board of Elections that they are happy that New York has early voting now, but they don't want those voters wandering into schools to cast their ballots. More than 30 early voting polling stations were in schools across the city. The Board of Elections is looking over a proposal from City Hall that calls for dropping schools as polling stations. Parents say the early voting disrupts classes and is worrisome because men and women unknown to the school are able to walk into the building. Some say residential buildings and colleges may be better spots. About 60,000 New Yorkers voted early this past fall. A new report says it'll be 257 years before women around the world get equal pay. The World Economic Forum on Tuesday published its Global Gender Gap Report. It measured the gender gap in 153 countries in economics, politics, health, and education, and calculated that at the current rate of change, women will achieve equal pay in the year 2277. The report also ranked all 153 countries on their gender equality, found that Iceland was the most gender-equal country. The U.S. ranks at number 53. On the bottom of the gender equality list is Yemen. In sports, Knicks crushed the Hawks 143-120. Nets beat the Pelicans in overtime 108-101. Islanders beaten by the Predators 8-3. And we've got college hoops tonight as St. John's takes on Albany. Pregame at 8:10, tip at 8:30 right here on AM 970. The answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Over on the LIE, westbound at Jericho Turnpike, accident cleared. Lots of alternate volume on the northern state west getting out toward the LIE. That whole area really tough this morning. Southern state eastbound by the Meadowbrook. That's a crash to deal with. And over at the Brooklyn Bridge into Brooklyn on the Brooklyn side, accident as well. Two lanes remain blocked. Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia, two separate accidents. Inbound GWB, they're doing ice removal because of the icicles hanging from the bridge. It looks like about 30 minutes into that upper level. Let's go to the Lincoln Tunnel. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay right now. Holland about 20 in from the Turnpike, 30 in from 1 and 9. Garden State Parkway North at 144, a collision there. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly as you head to 280 West exit 14, getting out through the Stickle Bridge in Newark with an accident. The Sawmill northbound in Yonkers, serious accident there as well. Sunny today, high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:45 right now. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up. Mike Lindell, you know, you want a MyPillow for Christmas? Great idea. Get the MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com. You get a MyPillow. You give a pillow away. What a great present it is. I'm telling you, MyPillow, right? So if you go to the radio listener specials on MyPillow.com, you'll find these spectacular discounts on the mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Now, Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free offer on the Giza sheets that I keep telling you about, plus free shipping. Now, you know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, you get a 10-year warranty. But MyPillow has just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets. By the way, just think of the pillow, though, too. Great gift, MyPillow.com. The promo code is AM970. Now, if you want to call, it's 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. Check out the radio listener specials at MyPillow.com. The buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Plus, free shipping. Promo code AM970.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead, and I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror, and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for the decade, and it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arms, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
All right, you know what's almost coming up to Mike Gallagher at 10:05. It's about 10 before 10 right now, so we'll give you to news time. If you call 855-621-9949, one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you know it. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You know, I know you listen. You listen to hear me say that all the time. Why don't you try to call this morning? I'm telling you, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter, which you know you need. You know you need. You don't even go there, right? You need this. 855-621-9949. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, $99.49. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change and filter, but you got till 10 o'clock. First five callers, next 5 minutes, okay? You just say, I heard you on Piscopo. What could you do for me? They'll know. All you have to say, if you call Route 22 Toyota, and Iggy is there, and Alex is there, and the team is there, you know, Johnny and Chris are going to say, you just say, Joey sent me. That's all you got to say. They're going to know exactly what you're talking about. Plus, you could talk to Alex, the general manager, about the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. It's a family over there at Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love it. The showroom's brand spanking new, and as is the customer lounge. And you love that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And you're going to love going over there. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, and you don't have to deal with dummies. Over there, the family at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Let me say hi to Charlie Finch. He's been calling. Sorry to keep you waiting. Charlie, Merry Christmas. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Joe, we won't hear a better speech on the floor of the House of Representatives than the one you gave on your wonderful show at 7 o'clock, worthy of your old friend, President Ronald Reagan. Let's put all of it up on townhall.com. Now, Joe, President Reagan used to say that there are three ages, youth, middle age, and you're looking good. We're looking good, Joe. God bless America. 7.3 million jobs begging out there, okay? Let's count our blessings. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Onward and forward.
Thank you, Charlie. Merry Christmas to you. And that's a Democrat talking right there. Hey, Joe on the radio. Albert, can I tell everybody about Ed Romano? Let me do that if I may, because we love telling you about Ed. I love telling you about stuff that makes your life easier. So if you're thinking about it like I was for years, about getting your teeth fixed, done, whatever, veneers, the implants, and you're worried about it, I could put those fears to rest, because it's so great the way our superstar sales gal, Mary, she said, Joe, I want you to sit at dinner with Dr. Romano. And I said, sure. So we went to Delmonico's, great legendary place, right? And we sat, and as soon as Ed walked in, you go, this is a great guy. This is a great guy. And it was just natural. So I felt I could tell you on the airways, if you go to Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey and you meet the great team, by the way, they've been around for 30 years, Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown, aestheticsmilesnj.com. I know you're thinking about it. And I know you say, just talk to Dr. Romano. He'll put your fears at ease, and you can make your smile sparkle with the veneers, with the implants. It's so easy now to do, and it gives me joy to be able to tell you, hey, you're worried about your smile. I got the guy that could fix your smile and make you look like the $1 million that you deserve to be. Dr. Ed Romano. It's 973-285-5480 or aestheticsmilesnj.com. Dr. Ed Romano, 973-285-5480.
Sprintern, the holidays are a time for giving.
Hey, Paul, I got you something.
Oh, thanks. That reminds me, you can give your family the gift of savings with both an unlimited plan
and the powerful new iPhone 11 with an amazing all-new camera system included
for just $35 a month when you switch.
Whoa, what a deal.
It's great, isn't it? And Sprint has a 100% total satisfaction guarantee, so you and your family can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Whoa! Your gift. Now open it.
Is it the iPhone 11?
How'd you guess?
Switch and get both an unlimited plan and the new iPhone 11 included for just $35 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11 64GB, $15 per month after $14.17 per month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires new line with 18-month lease and approved credit. If you cancel early, your main balance due. Unlimited basic with five lines after 131.21. Pay $32 per month per line with auto pay. Guarantee applies to new lines for 30 days. Coverage offer not available everywhere. Precludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, 30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Does that sound good? That sounds good. Red kettle time. So we fit for $1,000. What? Is that lunch with the morning team? Frank, is that what we're thinking?
Yeah. Why don't we give them a choice of lunch or dinner?
All right. Well, okay.
And I'm guaranteeing Arthur will be there as well.
Okay, $1,000, and then so if you do $1,000 right now to team970.org, team970.org, $1,000, you'll have to, and then now, again, we're going to have to open ourselves up. There may be several of these, we hope.
Right.
We want you to, I know, because, you know, $100, a mere $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. You give $100, $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. And what I love about this, it goes right to our community. It goes right to our community. The money that you give to the Salvation Army, you go to team970.org. Boom, right to our community. You give $1,000, you get that thing, sit around with the morning team, right? And again, if some more people want to give, if there's 10 people want to give $1,000 each, we'll do 10 dinners, 10 lunches, whatever you want. That's how committed we are to the Salvation Army. Team970.org. Yes, you could buy this team for $1,000 over here. Team970.org. We'll be happy to meet you. It would be our honor and our privilege if you want. Team970.org.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Ah, boy, I remember this. As in high school, I'd come into Manhattan, I'd walk the streets of New York, and I would hear this song on the streets, and I would think, one day I'm going to come to New York. And I'm going to make it in New York. Isn't everybody Jersey? It feels like that. Meantime, what do? I stay in Jersey because I love Jersey. Hey, let me grab this call. I hope I don't mispronounce the name. Is this Pierrette? Pierrette, hi. Thanks for calling. How do you correctly pronounce your name?
Pierrette.
Oh, I did it. What a beautiful name, Pierrette. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Thank you. You're so kind. I'm calling from Novi, Michigan.
Wow.
And we met on the red carpet during the Columbus Day Parade. You asked me how old I was when I survived the Andrea Doria Stockholm collision of 1956.
Yes. You know, isn't that great? You survived that. You were a baby, I remember. And the Columbus Citizens Foundation highlighted you, Pierrette. And you called to say Merry Christmas.
I certainly did. A buon Natale to you. And thank you for your show. It's very interesting. I just discovered it because Christina Fontanelli posted she was going to be singing.
Yep,
she
yep.
has truly a voice somewhere between Ethel Merman
Maria Callas.
Maria Callas. And
sorry,
it's gorgeous.
Thank you, Pierrette. Thank you for calling. Oh, what a great history. We have to talk to her soon because what an incredible history she has. Pierrette, we love you. We love you. Frank, thanks. Debbie, thanks. Al, thanks. Thank you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Make it a great day because you deserve it.